This is John Batchelor. Takeover, Hitler's Final Rise to Power. Timothy Ryback is the author. Speaking of Hitler's rhetoric, how he wowed the crowd, how he mesmerized his millions of followers in Germany using radio and then personal appearances, flying around the country, campaigning. What was it that he knew about the crowd? He knew the resentment of the Versailles Treaty. He knew the poverty that came from the crash of the markets. He also knew the communist threat. He didn't get fancy. He repeated these complaints, these grievances again and again. Raise his voice, lower his voice. Timothy Ryback explains, it's mesmerizing to listen to in German. It would be in English as well. A few complaints repeated again and again. Sympathy from the crowd who resent, who grieve the war. More of this tonight. Timothy Ryback.
Well, that was, you know, I mean, Hitler did know, he was an astonishing orator. He knew how to work a crowd. He knew how to read a crowd, when to come in, how long to make people wait, you know, how to appear. He would take a couple of basic tropes that he would, you know, beat the same drum again and again and again. And he was talking, you know, directly to the people. He was hitting them at an emotional level, but also beating certain themes. And that in particular was, you know, the injustices of the Treaty of Versailles, the war guilt, the clause, the reparations, and the average, it was speaking to the average German who at that point, you know, many of them were in desperate circumstances and did have nowhere to turn.